St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman faces a challenge from former Mayor Rick Baker on November 7th. But as WUSF's Steve Newborn reports, the state's fourth largest city has taken on an outsized role in funneling outside cash.
National and state political groups and political action committees are pouring a lot of money into the campaigns for Mayor Rick Kreisman and former Mayor Rick Baker. Just listen to these ads.
Rick Baker is on the extreme team, siding with climate change deniers. Baker is weak and out of touch with our values.
Nearly 200 million gallons of sewage was dumped into our bay and neighborhoods after Rick Kreisman closed the Albert Witted treatment plant. Kreisman lied. Now he's forcing us to pay for it.
Between them, the candidates have raised $2.5 million so far. That's for a job that pays around $165,000 a year. Just what are they trying to buy?
One of the reasons why they like to win local races is that it then grooms a candidate who can then move up and run for a state post or a national post.
University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus says St. Petersburg has become a proxy battleground because it's a swing county in the hotly contested I-4 corridor. Pinellas voted for President Donald Trump, and Trump backers are using the city as a testing ground.
So they're investing in a way early on in somebody who has in their minds a bright future that can move on to higher office.
Those investments are coming from near and far.
Kreisman, moving St. Pete forward.
Kreisman's Sunrise PAC has amassed around $500,000 from donors as far away as Hawaii and New York.
But we can change our future. Sponsored by Seamless Florida.
Seamless Florida, a Tampa-based PAC that supports Baker, has so far raised just under $1 million. That includes $50,000 from Conservative Principles for Florida, based in Coral Gables. Donors have names like Committee for a Stronger Florida out of Tallahassee and Jobs for Florida out of Dade City. Another $25,000 came from Las Vegas casino magnate Stephen Wynn. So why is he rolling the dice on a race 2,400 miles away? Daryl Paulson is Emeritus Professor of Government at USF St. Petersburg.
What that candidate is saying in St. Pete may have some relevance in Las Vegas, another major city. You know, no man is an island. People beyond the borders of St. Pete, they are concerned about good government, and this is a way for them to participate.
Paulson says this might be happening because of the politicization of what is technically a nonpartisan office. He says that's an advantage for Kreisman in heavily Democratic St. Petersburg.
The candidates are conducting the campaign, and to some extent, especially Kreisman, because it's to his political advantage more than Baker's, to emphasize the partisan aspect of the campaign and to try and nationalize the issue like climate change and these sorts of things, which normally aren't a major part of a mayor's race anywhere in the United States.
Several people showed concern about the influence of outside money during a random sampling recently at Vinoy Park. Bob Borowitz wiped the sweat off his forehead as I interrupted his midday run.
Obviously, if you're going to have a bunch of money coming in, you're going to listen more to those people and what they're looking for than, you know, some lowly person like me and what I might want you to go for in the city.
This might be the last word in big money financing in St. Petersburg. The city council earlier this month voted to limit contributions to PACs. They became the first city in the nation to challenge the Citizens United ruling, where the U.S. Supreme Court said corporations have the same rights as citizens to contribute to political campaigns. But even if it survives an almost certain legal challenge, the law wouldn't take effect until after this election. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.